I'm Frank Vaughn. It's January 23rd, 2025. I wasn't even going to do a video today because I figure you guys must be exhausted from watching 30 to 40 minutes of video every single day. But, you know, I was sitting here and I was contemplating my own words. I don't watch my own videos back, but I do know what I say because it comes from the heart. And I was just going over it all in my mind and realizing that the worst imaginable outcome that I can come up with for all of these issues we're dealing with the United States and Canada and everything I've been highlighting in the last five videos is that the status quo continues. That's the nightmare scenario, not American takeover, not the separation of the provinces into separate countries, but that the political institution, the political order that we know of as Canada, poorly construed as it is, and some would even say non-existent, that it would continue unabated. The second worst scenario that I can think of is, and I say this as a person who's going to vote for the Conservative Party if we ever do get an election, is that Pierre Poilievre wins and enjoys modest success. Because modest success means that the very institutions and structural problems that I've been highlighting in my videos that are deeply rooted will still not get solved. If he's able to overcome the rigged Senate, if he's able to overcome the rigged judiciary and enjoy the success of the very limited things that are good that he wants to do for the country, we're still stuck with all of these problems. And one of the core problems is Western Canada, as an entity, as a whole, is disadvantaged by this federation and has been since the very beginning. And the east of this country resists the impetus, the common sense behind building Canada as a more fortified nation with all of our resources and with all of our natural wealth. Instead of making us self-sufficient, they've turned us into a resource colony. And they've resisted developments that would diversify our markets and have made us dependent on the United States. Donald Trump had said today, early this morning when he addressed Davos, he said that he doesn't need our oil. He doesn't need our wealth. And even if that's not entirely true, we are replaceable. We're replaceable, and we've made ourselves totally dependent on the U.S. market at the same time. Now, as much as what he says may not be entirely true, and that they may need Western Canada, they don't need Ottawa. They don't need Eastern Canada. So just like Ottawa is prepared to sacrifice the West yet again, because we are just repeating history, is prepared to sacrifice the West yet again in another trade war, the Americans are willing to sacrifice Western Canada to get at Ottawa. We in the West are stuck in the middle. Now, it gladdens my heart to see Scott Moe strengthen his position and align himself far more with Daniel Smith. This is the right thing to do. If Ottawa decides to go with this trade war path that they are picking over, they're picking it over strengthening the border and dealing with our smuggling problem and signaling and telling the world that that's what we're doing. Trump has said it's not about trade. So let's say you're right. We will do more. But we're not doing that. We're rallying behind fentanyl and human smuggling. That's what our government, that's what the decisions of our premiers and our federal government lead to, rallying behind a porous border. So we're not even addressing the problem properly. Mo has indicated that if Ottawa decides to proceed with these crushing retaliatory tariffs and a cutting off of energy supplies, that we may break with Ottawa. And Alberta might break with Ottawa, which means they will issue an edict and we will ignore it. And that's exactly what we should do. At the beginning of this brief video, I said that the worst nightmare that I can think of right now is that the status quo continues. It might be time for the West to make a new deal. Make a new deal with itself, or make a deal with the Americans. Because we don't want to make a new deal with, we don't want to continue the deal we have with Ottawa. We don't want to continue the deal we have with the East. It's been disadvantaging us for decades. How long do we take the abuse? And alongside that, trying to make a new deal, we don't want to make a deal with China. So we either walk our own path, or we do a deal with the Americans. Or we completely fundamentally, foundationally reimagine Canada. And I don't think it's possible. No one's going to let you reimagine Canada. Voices out here count for so little. So little, in fact, that the eastern part of this country is willing to sacrifice us as the first casualty in their war against the United States, at the same time as they extract revenue from us to the tune of billions and billions of dollars without giving us anything back and not even allowing us to access markets other than the United States. Ottawa has rooked us. And I don't think people understand how much trouble we are actually in. The status quo is terrible, and we are now, because of the decisions of Eastern government, we are now at the whims of either the Americans or the East, and we just lose. It's time for us to seriously start considering that Canada, as it is currently construed, is beyond its best before date. And that we might want to start having the heavy thoughts of what the future looks like. Because if the best possible outcome for the political institution of Canada is a continuation of the status quo, that is no good. The status quo that has led us here, that has given Trump all the cards, and what few cards he may not hold, because I think he's got them all, but if there's a few that you can argue he doesn't hold, China holds, foreign governments hold, India holds. There is no core identity for Canada. Thus says our Prime Minister. And all of the premiers rallying around the Prime Minister and his government now agree with that, because they've all signed on to selling Canada out. The entire political structure is rotten, foundationally and at the political level. Now, I said before, I'm going to vote for the Conservative Party of Canada, and I am, and I wish Pierre Poilievre all the success in the world. But the country, as it's designed, disadvantages almost all of us, really. When I talk about the structure of the Senate and the structure of government and how little power people have in this country and how healthcare is broken and education is broken and all of these things are structurally broken, it disadvantages everybody who lives up here. But specifically, and even more so, it disadvantages the West. So when are we going to stand up for our interests? We've been getting railroaded for decades. And I do say we. I knew it when I lived in Ontario. And I came here knowing that I was going to the underdog land, that I was going to the place where people have to be resilient because they're getting screwed from every single side. I wanted to be part of that. Western Canada was my hill to die on 15 years ago. I probably would have been here sooner, except I lacked the ability to get here. Now I'm here. Now I get to be part of it. Now I get to be part of the underdog community. It's not grand. We need to reimagine our role in the world and assert ourselves. Look, federal policy and socialist policy has given Vancouver to the cartels. We have huge fentanyl rings around this country. We have drug production and drug use out of control. Thousands of people dying every single year from overdoses. And all people want to do is give them Narcan and the next hit. That's what our politicians want to do. We got to change the channel. And we have to change the channel in a very fundamental way. So I don't see this as black-pilled. I see this as reality-pilled. There are people who watch this channel who are still committed to the idea of Canada, an idea that doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. It's gone. And even if we could bring it back, if we could restore ourselves to 30 years ago, we are still structurally euchred because the Senate is appointed, because the judiciary is appointed, because it's filled with radical activists, and because equalization and the things that we've all agreed that Canada means disadvantages the West in perpetuity. The status quo sucks. Sea change would be welcome, regardless of how it manifests. Things have to change. So it might be time to start thinking about that, because the nation is in trouble. We are caught. We're in a world, a multipolar world, where the Americans intend to engage in a new era of isolationism, a new Monroe Doctrine, where they dominate this hemisphere. Canada is a security risk to the Americans, and they are only beginning to make that case. The more pain they apply to us, the stronger their case becomes, and the more they can reveal of the narrative that is going to undermine Canada. And why will Canada be so easily undermined? Because when I speak of Canada, I am speaking of the political institution of Canada. It will be undermined because for 40 years, our leaders have undermined it. They have made us dependent on every nation but Canada. Every single decision that would have strengthened this nation, they have opposed. And people, specifically the people in Eastern Canada, have allowed it to happen. Now I know there's millions of people in Eastern Canada that resonate with these words. You have to understand, when I speak of the East, I speak of the majority, and I speak of the political institutions. There are people there who share my mind. It might be time to vote with your feet. The country is in a very vulnerable state. It only gets worse from here. Pierre might be able to put the brakes on it, but he has no will whatsoever to fix the core structural problems. Largely, I'm not blaming him, largely because they are impossible to fix electorally, because there's too many vested interests in the bureaucracy, the public sector unions, Quebec, the biggest one. They don't want things to change. Change is going to have to be very visionary and very bold. One way or another, I think it's coming. I think the next year to 2 years are going to be monumental in the history of the peoples of this land. Now listen, the land doesn't change. The people don't change any more than they would demographically otherwise. The memory doesn't change. The history doesn't change. You have to ask yourself, why are you linking the political identity of Canada, which is trash, with the culture and the people and the land? They're two separate things. We can discard this and embrace something else and keep all the beautiful things that we love. Don't love the government. Don't love the king. It is a mistake to love this federation politically. Man, we could even keep our flags. We have to start thinking about what the future looks like. We have to start thinking, as Trudeau would like us to, we have to start thinking post-nationally. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon. And I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.